Welcome back to The Breaking Point. In the studio with me, I have Emily Patton, Rachel Lacey, and Ethan Sellers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you guys doing? Okay, so off the air, Emily, what were we doing off the air?
We looked up if there was any Storm Rachels.
And Storm Rachels.
We found a couple. We found a cyclone, a hurricane.
Cyclone Rachel.
Tropical storm.
It hit Western Australia, and it hit Category 2.
The kangaroos, Rachel, really?
Like, how could you do such a thing?
I actually really love Australia, so that's kind of a pretty good coincidence.
Okay, now, were there any Hurricane Ethans out there? How destructive were you?
There was a tropical storm, Ethan, but I didn't really do
it's
much.
It's not quite cyclone level.
Did we look up Emily?
I did not look
you
up.
Didn't look, okay.
I know there's a hurricane.
I looked up myself. There was a Hurricane Jackson, but not in the way that you guys think. Thomas Tommy Jackson was often known as Hurricane Jackson. He was an American boxer from 1951 to 1961. So, I mean, I did a lot of damage. What can I say? I mean, woo!
What's Family Feud?
Exactly. See, I like you guys more and more. So pretty much we're going to ask these guys a question. For example, name a white animal. And they're going to try to name the most popular white animal that people say. So, for example, if I went around the entire school and said, name a white animal, and they said polar bear, that's the most popular answer. And if they guess white rabbit, then...
That's a good one. That's a good answer.
It is a good answer.
That's very white.
I would have said it.
if they guess that, and that's only number two answer, then and Rachel guessed polar bear, then Rachel wins. I hope I did a good job explaining that.
Is a seal white?
No.
It's not gray. The seal.
Is it gray?
Yeah.
A seal is, but like in the Pokemon, the seal is white.
Don't base life around Pokemon.
Do not base life around. Yeah, that great word. Great words for Rachel. Great words. Okay.
Inspiration.
You guys ready to get started for this?
Yes.
With this? Okay.
Yes.
Name, okay, is best of seven, so first of four.
Okay.
Name something many people spend a lot of money on just to impress other people. Emily.
Car.
Car's number two.
Close.
Rachel. Clothes number one.
Oh my God!
Rachel taking the lead. Emily,
great job, Rachel.
You gonna let another game slip through your fingers?
It's only one.
Another
it's
game.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That was a little bit of a rose coming from Jackson.
All right,
y'all ready for number two?
Emily is like, I'm pretty sure Emily's 5-1 right now. She's played.
I don't know.
She's played like six. I think
because
we had that bracket
competitor.
Going. Yeah,
I'm
you
scared.
Are. You are.
I don't know.
I'm okay. Rooting for you, Rachel.
Oh, thanks, Ethan.
Name another word for weak. Emily.
Oh, what are we doing?
three, two,
one of the four. I don't know. I was gonna say.
Weak.
One of the
weak as in W-E-A-K.
Yeah.
Not.
See, oh, you tricked me on this.
Hey, it's okay.
All right, Rachel, go.
W-E-E-K?
W-E-A-K. Like
small.
Small is not on there.
Okay, Emily, back to you.
Not strong.
No, it's not on there. Rachel.
Wimpy?
That is number three.
There we go,
okay.
Rachel. Taking that 2-0. Emily, are you going to let another game slip through your fingertips?
I'm not in the mindset.
Okay. Well, it's okay.
Gosh, this that's kind of hard.
Here we go, okay? You can redeem yourself right here.
Yeah.
Name someone you might call if you need advice. Rachel.
Spill.
Spill is not on there. Spill is not on there. Our radio manager here at WHJE is not on there.
I'm going to have to say my mother.
Your mother? That is number two. Emily gets some points on the board. It is 2-1. Rachel winning.
Ooh,
Rachel,
right.
I liked your creativity, though. If I could give you points for that, I would.
Yeah, you get fake points.
Yeah, you get
fake
points.
That's actually the first thing that came into my head, though. So I just kind of had to go with it.
Okay.
All right. Name a reason why someone might quit their job.
Emily.
They don't like their coworkers?
That is not on there.
What? I would totally do that.
Money.
Money. Yes, that is number one, the pay.
Oh, Rachel, 3-1.
Money is like a clear, why am I saying coworkers? See, I'm not here right now, I feel like.
It's okay. It's 3-1. You still got a chance to make that comeback.
Guess what number four was?
What?
Winning the lottery. Who quits their job to win the lottery?
Okay, but if I won the lottery, I'd
no, you quit your job.
Job
because you won the lottery.
I'm going to quit my job and be a professional lottery.
Okay, here we go. This could be the final question.
Dun, dun, dun.
Name an activity that you do without shoes on. Emily.
Jump on a trampoline.
Not on there. Rachel.
Swimming.
That was so
swimming
smart.
Number one. Rachel with that victory.
The W. Clean, sweet.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
It's okay. She's just off her game. She didn't drink her coffee or something this morning.
I know.
Emily, can I make you feel better?
Yes.
I've never played this game before.
Rose.
Actually, I'm really happy for you, Rachel.
Oh, thanks, Emily.
It's fun.
Now, is this girl communication? Is that like a rose to Rachel?
No.
Kind of like the ha-ha-ha?
See, but girls are friendly.
Oh, we're not bringing up the ha-ha-ha again. A few shows ago, we measured how many ha's, if a girl texts you, how many ha's, what does that mean?
Ooh, so like that's a good one.
Two ha's, what does that mean? Three ha's, like stuff like that. So we just kind of like, we asked some girls and we just kind of asked them like, hey, what's that mean? And we got some good answers. We looked it up. We did the research. And it was actually a very good show. So if you want to tune in into that one, that will be on WHE.com soon. You can look at all the research that we did there. It's a pretty big segment. It was kind of fun.
Pretty much what we figured out was like three ha's meant that you were genuinely funny.
Yeah, three ha's is a good minimum. So.
Emily, how many ha's do you normally do?
I don't really send ha's. I send exclamation marks on the end of things. And like if I send like two, I'm joking. But if I send like four or five, that means like it's actually.
See, that's a whole new lingo.
Like, I'm always like,
oh, gosh. So she's it's not ha's to her. She could do one ha.
I say LOL, and then I'm like, cool.
Oh,
so that's like a whole new system.
Yeah.
We had to do more research.
Oh, jeez, no.
Okay, well, say goodbye to Emily and Rachel. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Bye
very
guys.
Much. Congratulations.
Bye.
Congratulations
thank you very
to
much.
Rachel.
I appreciate it.
Here's What a Shame by Stripes on the Edge. Welcome back to The Breaking Point.
Guess who's back?
You're back.
I am back.
I'm back. And we got some brand new guests in the studio.
Brand new? I was just on.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You're the newscaster, but then now you're a guest, so you're a brand new guest. But we got Griffin Jarosinski, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Jarosinski.
It only took you about 7 weeks.
Perfect. It's fine. We got it, though. I'm a slow learner. Kinda. I'm a visual learner, and I can't visualize your last name, so we're good.
You want me to write it out for you?
Please, yeah. Then we got Matt Hestel over there. He's got a show tomorrow afternoon,
3:30 to 4:30 weekend. Hustle talking about sports and stuff.
It was so fun last time. Okay, so this is homecoming week.
Yes.
So usually on a Friday on Blue and Gold Day, we head down to the stadium. So you have to, like, sprint back up here.
Oh, really?
Do not go up the trail. The policemen and the school buses, they don't let you do that. I got trapped on the side of the school coming because I had a show last year,
right.
Fridays, actually the same time you have yours, and I got trapped, and I wasn't, like, I barely got to my show on time, and it was crazy. Like, they corner you in, and you can't move anywhere. So, I mean, homecoming week, it's been a success.
I am so excited. Tomorrow's going to be amazing.
Blue and gold day. You know what I'm wearing?
What are you wearing?
Chargers jersey.
I
don't care that the Colts beat them. I don't care.
We are superior. We understand that, Jackson.
The Chargers have lost so many people.
It's so, like, they could have been good this year.
They could have.
But the injuries just got to them.
It's okay, though. We'll make that comeback next year like we always don't. We're going to play this 5-second movie game. So we got our teams. We got me and Matt over there and Griffin and Ethan.
Y'all are going down.
Yeah. You're
goodness.
Going down.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you here.
So what we got, here's how it works. We got a movie. So for example, me and Matt,
right.
I'm going to have to explain a movie
Matt
to him.
And I.
Sorry.
Wow.
Yikes.
Okay.
Can I drop my partner?
So I have to explain a movie to Matt. So we're gonna use the movie Up as an example.
All right.
So I'd have to explain to him in 5 seconds. There's this movie about a guy who gets in a house, puts some balloons on his house, and he flies away to an island, and he'd have to guess the movie Up.
It's Up.
Beautiful. 1 point. 1 point for us. Okay. And then we'd switch, and first one of three is going to win. Okay?
Oh, boy.
So we did a coin toss, and we decided that Ethan was going to go first.
Mm.
So, Ethan.
You ready for this?
You got this, okay?
I think I'm ready.
You got 5 seconds.
You got 5 seconds?
Yes.
All right. Tell me when.
Go.
There was this robot guy who would walk around on a trash planet.
Stop.
And then...
Wally.
Boom.
What the heck?
That's how we do it.
That entire time, my mind was in Transformers. I was like,
I thought Terminator. I don't know why.
Terminator? that did not work for me for sure. Okay, Matt, you got one for me?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Tell me when to go.
3, 2, 1. Go.
There's this elephant, and he lives in this place with these crazy trees and like different animals that can talk.
What?
An elephant?
Yeah.
All I can think of is Dumbo right now, and I know that's not right.
It's close.
An elephant that lives in animals with a jungle and they can all talk.
Right.
I have no idea.
Horton Hears a Who.
What? Why would you
I would not have seen that.
It's a great movie. It's a